morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX.
August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the co-host 4000. It is my pleasure to welcome you to Spankwagon Radio.
Murph, what are you doing, dude?
Look, I hooked it back. I made some improvements. I got a little, I got some new hardware.
Okay, you hooked up the co-host 4000. This is the most racist piece of software.
Look, no. It's cool.
Recap, did you see him hook this up?
No, I didn't see him.
No, because it's got new hardware.
I don't care if it's got new hardware.
Look, I got it from some Russian guy. Trust me, dude, all right? You're going to like this stuff.
No, yeah, I get totally spammed from Russians. No. How can I trust a piece of software?
He fucking tricked me, man. He said watermelon, so I went running and shit, and then he fucking...
Look, I totally reprogrammed it, all right? So
you reprogrammed... What did you base the Co-host 4000 off of this time?
I gave it more shows to listen to. Last time, I gave it a specific set. I gave it the entire podcast library and most of the stuff before I was even here.
Oh, wow.
So it's reworked. It still is a little racist, but again, it gets
it's
that.
It's still going to be a little racist?
Well, it gets that from you.
Well, I am not racist!
Look. It got a lot more of your personality this time ago, rather than just a small section when we didn't have a black guy in the studio. Okay, look, I got more of that, so it's not all that racist anymore.
All right, let me ask you a question, man. Why did the co-host 4000 never pick up any of my darker perspective lines?
I have a filter on that one.
It's the
co-host 4000, not the yo-yo-yo homie 8 billion, all right? Look, let me just start up its routines, okay? Look, it has a whole new intro for us.
8 billion, is that way too many numbers for food stamps?
No.
Oh.
Look, let me.
It's a homie food stamp.
I'm a food stamp millionaire.
holy cow, do you guys see what's going on out
there?
No, I can't see shit.
All I see is a goddamn stamp.
I see cameras and couch jaws.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Wow.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lexi Sexton is in... She's in the building. Okay, I gotta start this.
Should I lie and tell her I'm a basketball player so she leave with me?
Dude, I don't think she's gonna mistake you for Kobe.
You're shaped like the goddamn basketball.
All right, let me go ahead and fire this thing up. Let me fire this thing up, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Your host this evening will be joining you shortly. Before we begin, Mr. Murphy, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, co-host.
Here we go.
Everything's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Your bio signs show an elevated heart rate and a sudden drop in protein levels.
Bio signs.
Also, it appears as though your blood pressure is dropping due to reallocated blood supply to the lower half of your body.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what is this? Biometrics?
I got it from the Russian guy, okay? He said, wear this bracelet, and I...
Wear this bracelet?
For a Russian guy?
Are you stupid?
I thought it was like a monitoring system. Look.
Monitoring for what?
Look, I'm fine, okay? It's... Whatever,
Mr. Murphy,
oh, shit.
My assessment is that you are experiencing a mild myocardial event. I am summoning the emergency medical services.
Wait. Hold on. How do I turn this thing off?
I don't know. It's yours.
Dude,
it's fine.
Co-host, I'm fine. Look, it's a boner. It's not a big deal, okay? Fucking knock it off, all right?
Don't be alarmed.
I will
maintain contact with you until they arrive.
What did you call 911? Dude, what's going on with this thing? Trencher, unplug this thing.
It's over by you. This is your software. This is your hardware.
No, this is right. No, look, okay, that's it. I'm getting the plug. Hold on, I'm getting under the camera. Hold on, I'm getting the plug.
Do not try to move. I do not want you to injure yourself.
I'm not going to injure myself. I just need to fucking unplug this thing.
Move so you can injure yourself.
Shut up, dude.
I want to see you injure yourself.
Which one's the plug?
I love to see that shit.
Which one? Dude, which one's the plug?
You got to figure
the
out.
The one in your ass.
Mr. Murphy. Do not attempt to get up.
Oh, God. Dude, what's that sound? What is that sound, Trencher? What are you playing with on top of this thing?
I'm not touching anything. I'm typing into the chat room.
Do not hear that.
I do not hear anything.
Dude, there's static.
I don't hear anything.
Deploying taser restraint system. Protocol. Don't tase me, bro. Trencher 1.
Ow! Ow! What the fuck? Dude, this thing is... Fuck, dude!
Oh, all right, wait. Now I'm going to unplug
it. Dude, there's a fucking taser
Hold on. Now I'm unplugging it.
Dude,
that was funny.
Holy shit, there's a fucking taser on this thing.
Can we do the normal... May I?
Oh.
Are you going to be okay?
No, dude, that hurt. It got me right in the ass crack.
Wait, how is a bracelet giving you a taser?
It's not the bracelet. Something came out of the box.
Was it black?
It was coming towards my ass, not my face. I don't know. Holy shit. Did you unplug it?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay, maybe I need to go back and rework this thing a little bit. Oh, dude, that hurt. Dude, it was right in my ass crack.
Oh, now you want to rework the co-host for 1,000 when it finally goes on against you.
Excuse me.
It's against me every fucking time.
Did it break out a whip?
It's against me every fucking time. Now it's against you. Now
has it ever whipped you? Has it ever whipped you? Has it ever tried to throw a fucking noose up in a tree?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's a software upgrade I am not familiar with. Holy shit, you didn't see that? That arm came out of the side of the box.
I'm sorry, I didn't see anything. We're over on this side of the counter. Normally, everything that happens on your side of the counter goes on Steve.
Dude, I swear to God, an arm came out of the side of that box on that thing.
So it tased you in the asshole.
Not Is quite. It numb? Close to it.
Is Dude, it numb?
Okay, look, I was installing this thing this afternoon. I don't know if I can get it out of here now.
I heard you have a big ass sack, though. Did it zap your sack?
No, it just got the ass crack. It didn't get my balls. But holy
but
cow.
I heard Tricher got a one day.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
You
missed that.
Ha, ha, I missed there you that. Go. Making fun of my large testicles, and you missed it. Way to go, asswipe. Hey, right. Why don't you turn on the camera,
Yeah,
dude?
Why don't we do that now? By the way, could someone get in the chat room, because I'm having technical difficulties?
Sure, let me get in the chat room right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is...
Spankwagon Radio, nigga.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Big... big
yeah, you're big distracted, decaf.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Trencher, if you don't get that camera on right now, I'm going to come across this table and throttle you through the brain.
That should be the camera. Let me turn on the main screen.
Yes, please.
I just saw like a white ass, and it looked really nice.
Dude, that was nice.
It's kind of spongy.
Did you see that? Did you see that bounce across there? Holy cow.
It's kind of spongy, too. I like it.
See, you guys just got to turn around and look over my shoulder because I got the big monitor in here.
Oh. All I see is Brad's ass now. That's not as sexy.
I don't know. He could wiggle it. I'm sure we got Tech Pepsi kind of a contingency going on out there. So, oh my God, I just see a big empty couch.
Well, I don't see shit because my view's blocked over
blocked
there,
that way?
And then my view's blocked over here.
I guarantee.
Oh, there you go.
Oh wow. Nice. Oh,
damn.
Nice.
Hey, those are nipples. Outstanding.
Wait,
Decaf, that's for you.
Damn. Wow. Hello.
This is going to be distracting.
This show is not going to go well.
Yeah, this isn't going to go well at all.
We're going to apologize to everyone and just watch the camera.
But we have this for everybody out there. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam link. And just watch.
Just because it's called Spank. Spanking.
Yeah, go
spank
ahead, boys.
You got to spank it. Go for it. She is hot.
Wow.
Fucking hot. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to get her in here and ask her creepy questions.
Well, of course you can't wait to ask her creepy
questions. You ask everybody fucking creepy questions.
Yeah, I know, so, but yeah. I just have a tendency, at least I've never sat there in the middle of a strip club and had a discussion about religion.
Oh, that was the fucking worst shit. I had to move down four seats to get a religion conversation at a strip joint. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's classic, though.
Holy cow. So, wow, welcome to Spankwagon Radio, boys and girls.
Or a lot of boys. And only three people are in the chat room, or four?
But there are more people showing up. There's Lexi Rain. I don't know who that is, but awesome. And we've got Jukes in there. And just, I'm sure the usual menagerie will start to show up.
Menagerie? How you spell it?
Menagerie? I don't know how to spell menagerie. I can't spell check
what's
in it, real life.
What's the definition?
A shitload of weird things.
Jesus.
Wow. Well, as Trencher sits there and messes with that, how was everyone else's week?
I'm doing fucking perfect.
Yeah, you are. You are so distracted. Well, I had a great week. Let's see. My birthday was yesterday.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
you are going to be distracted. Okay.
Wow. Trent, you might as well just turn around and hold the mic in your lap.
Don't worry. I got the mic. Oh, my God. Jeez. All right. So now that we're... she's cracking up. All right. So
in case you haven't noticed, there's zero professionalism in here. It's just the way it goes.
There's always zero professionalism.
This isn't about being professional.
The guys at Daily Noise, I think they might have gotten desensitized to having girls in. We don't get girls all that often.
We just get ugly dudes.
Especially ones that are hot and aren't wearing very many clothes.
Soon to be wearing even less.
Anyway, so...
All right.
It was a week. I had my birthday. My birthday was yesterday.
Congratulations, you turned 31.
31 years old. I'm an old man. It's official.
Yes, you are.
And last night for my birthday, I went to an MC Chris concert with a couple of friends. And I managed to drag the large black man with me to a white rapper nerdcore concert.
That shit was... It was fucking terrible.
Wait. Hold on. I want to give you an opportunity later on where you can talk about that. I can't wait to hear your assessment of large groups of white people. And I got to tell you, the guy who was standing next to us, very creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah. Really? At a white guy nerdcore concert.
Yes.
Go figure.
The guy.
Don't give it away. We'll talk about it.
And then, of course, we went and got drunk afterwards. So that was...
I hope the podcast is recording.
So do I.
Man, do I hope the podcast is recording. Anywho, if it's not, this could be very sad. So if you're listening live, you're getting a wonderful treat.
Yeah, you may be the only ones ever to...
You know, I got to talk to the photographer. Hopefully, I can get a few pictures to throw up on the website, too.
Oh.
Ah, got a thumbs up. Yay.
God, what I wouldn't give to eat her ass. Holy cow. Jesus Christ.
All right.
I knew it was going to take you at least 15 minutes to start talking like you said. You're trying to be all professional shit.
I can't.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday, and God, I just want to eat her ass.
That's why we're internet radio and not on an FM or satellite broadcast somewhere.
Yeah, we'd be so fined right now.
Yeah.
It'd be over.
I mean, we could barely contain talking to Stan Lee and Grant Imahara, but when you have...
Here's the thing. We're geeks, pure and simple, hardcore geeks, right? Porn holds a special part of our hearts because we go online and look at it all the time.
My crotch.
Well, same gap. DGF, what are you doing?
He's mesmerized.
I'm texting friends to tune in. they get to see something other than hear my black ass talk. You know, they don't actually turn the fucking computer on and shit.
It's like, wait a minute, you guys are never going to believe this. James L's got a microphone in front of him, and he's not saying a word other than white girl. So, yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
We got to do a few things. Sorry. Spankwagon.net. Go into the cam and chat. Open up the chat room and join us.
For God's sake, see the cam.
God. Let me go ahead and make sure the phones are ready. Yes, they are. 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. And I also got to be fair to everybody. We have other guests coming on the show, too. But
we have other guests?
Yeah, we have other... Well, you booked them.
We have a show?
We have a show.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's naked. Putting a... pillow under her and she's splayed out on a couch.
We really aren't. Jesus Christ. All right, DKF, we've got to run the show because we got to be the most. Okay.
You know, my spank bank has been primarily empty for the last little bit, but I am racking up some points tonight to just lock away for a rainy day.
Are you going
to
destroy your coat when you get home?
Yeah.
Destroy the sleeve of your coat.
Destroy the sleeve of my favorite jacket. Yeah. So, yes, I had my birthday yesterday.
Congratulations.
Kind of cool, and just kind of hung out most of the day. Yeah, it was interesting, though. I got into work, and sitting in my chair was a 12-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest, a bottle, which I brought with me, Sam Adams Triple Bock.
Which is almost like a chocolate liqueur beer.
Yes, and a bottle of Chimay beer, and a box of donuts.
Donuts. Why the donuts?
Because I love donuts. I can't lie. I love... No, dude, you're not going to distract me from that, okay? I love donuts. So I had the donuts, and then someone else brought me a giant bag of gum because I'm always bugging them for gum.
What?
It was a good birthday. So, and then me and some people from work and you guys and a couple other people hopefully will join me tomorrow night.
God damn, she's fucking fine, dude.
I know, dude. Can you believe this?
I'm not here. You fucking talk. I don't know what
to say. All right, wait. What? Murph, you got music?
Do I have music?
Yeah, we might as well just cut to our first break, regroup ourselves. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you. We want to make sure you guys get in the chat room because that's where everything's going to be. Also, the webcam.
And you are missing out.
The webcam. I don't think I can say it enough. The webcam. All right. We'll be back in just a moment with... Oh, and don't worry. We'll keep that on the camera.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to switch to a title.
Oh, good, good. All right, guys. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Get out the lube and Kleenex because this is going to be a fun one.
So didn't matter anymore. I say she. like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell.
be suckers with questions and it pops. Otherwise known as the motherfuckers touch the tit. If I was Wolverine, you'd hear my knuckles go stick. I'm not perfect. The before picture Peter Parker.
All right, Murph. Check your mic. You're not plugged into a valid outlet.
She was looking at my spouse. She started laughing. I think my spouse likes to my ears and shit. But anyway.
Fucking her head's wrapped around. All right. So while Murph gets his jacked in.
Oh,
there
yeah.
We go. There we go.
Jacked
so,
in.
Yeah,
Murph.
There's some sort of jacking going on in here.
So are those mics plugged in over there?
Those
then?
Mics are plugged in.
Perfect.
They're plugged into one and two over here.
Good. So I'm going to kill those.
I love white women. You know that. Yeah, I
we know
that.
You
who
do.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't
what's
love a good white woman?
Which leads into the story because...
Yeah, what
is it's
this
the
again?
First part of the story.
What is this
then,
again?
That is the second part of the story you guys don't know about.
This is MC Chris.
This is MC Chris.
Okay.
Oh, that's why my ears is hurting.
Hey, hey, hey.
What was up with the show last night, 30 Calf?
Man.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, hold on. I got to introduce people. For those of you that don't know, MC Chris.
What the fuck you been talking for the last 30 minutes?
He's a nerdcore rapper. Okay, he's also... he's done some voice bits on Adult Swim, made famous by the song Vet's Vet, or Fet's Vet, did a couple of voices on like Aqua Teen Hunger Force and C Lab 2021.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, exactly.
For real?
For real.
Shit.
Faux cheesy.
All right, let me tell my guy that story.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, get this shit. First of all, right, I come after a goddamn exam, right?
Right.
I come all the way down to, it wasn't all the way down, but I mean, it's downtown, but. It's not like I had to fight through traffic or anything.
Right,
get to
so you're in the ghetto.
All
right,
so I'm in the ghetto. I come down there. I come in. First of all, that shit was $12, but he's only going to be on for another, like, what, fucking 30, 45 30
minutes?
Yeah.
And they still charge you full price?
Yeah, full price, but these motherfuckers don't want told me. So if I didn't have no money,
you wouldn't have been
I would have got in. Or I had to find an ATM, which over there, so I probably would have been shot at it, but anyway. So I go there.
You got any money for me, boy?
And the dude's looking at me like I'm a dumbass, because he's like, you got to pay $12 for 45 minutes, right? I was like, yeah, I'm that dumbass, right? So I pay the money. I go in there. Dude. I made a joke about that about EverQuest or whatever, but I can't remember what it was. But Murphy's joke is the best one. He said that the WoW servers, the
yeah, looking at the rooms, like
the World of Warcraft servers was empty because everybody fucking was there.
Nice. And of course, Deep Cap comes back with, "Can I get a res? Is there anybody out there? Can I get a res, please? Anybody?"
No one's answering this shit.
Looking for group for Sunken Temple.
It's some of the whitest fucking individuals I've ever seen. I say individuals because I got to be proper about how white these people were, right?
Really? Like, if you did the whole room glow because of their whiteness?
Oh, yeah. It's glowing over there.
No, we're not talking about that room.
Yeah. No, it glued. It glued.
Nice.
It glowed.
She's laughing.
It glowed.
There was some, seriously, the whiteness in there made me look African. I swear to God.
Yes, it did. I thought he was going to come out with a spear chucker and everything and shit. I was like,
nice. You know it's bad when I'm standing there going, oh my God.
I can't
believe this.
It wasn't even funnier
than
that.
Wait, you've been to an MC Chris show
I've been
before.
To an MC Chris show, but the last time we were there, it was upstairs by the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And there
Boeing?
Was Boeing. And there was maybe, maybe
100. We used to go with Boeing, Massa.
I come up over there for you real good boy. Anyway, there was maybe like a maybe like a 150 people there, but now they did it downstairs. They had God, it's like the land of milk and honey.
They had this big, stanky 7-foot
oh, Jesus Christ.
Viking looking motherfucker.
There was
right?
a guy who was to the left of us who was the biggest white guy I'd ever seen in my life. Nasty hair in a Cthulhu t-shirt, smelled like he hadn't showered ever.
Oh, Jesus.
And he had this, like, this look on his face. Like, you know, MC Chris gets everyone doing the rap hand thing, which is, you know, kind of funny. But as he's doing it, he's turning around, scanning the crowd, scowling for people who wouldn't dare participate. He's like,
I know. He's like, he's going to kill. He looked at me. He's doing this shit. I was like,
well, at least he wasn't, like, doing the Hitler
thing,
you know?
But you just look at this guy and you think, oh, God, there's a story behind that. There's got to be a body in a trunk or something buried in a basement.
Nice.
This guy, he was a scary dude.
He was fucking huge. That was a scary white.
So basically, MC Chris brings out every geek that normally would hide behind their computer.
Let's see. We had Andy, who dresses like Boba Fett, full costume, head to toe. One of the guys from the 501st, which is the Stormtrooper regiment.
Yeah, the what do they call them?
The 501st.
The 501.
And then there was the, Then there was a guy who was there dressed up like a Sith. So you've got that. Plus, you've got a lot of guys who were there to see the openers, which is a lot of punk guys.
I think she likes Negroes.
And all it right, was... Boy, I'm telling you, it was scary there last night. It was.
So does the Klan. Shut up.
But so when Decaf came, it was interesting because it's rap, but it's white rap. So I keep looking to him to see what's going on. And most of the time, he's just standing there in like sheer amazement. He's like, I cannot believe there are this many white people in the room and no one strung me up.
You're talking about computer geeks. They could barely lift 50 pounds.
Okay, yeah. And let me tell you, it's a different kind of white crowd. Like, I've been to. I had a couple eye-opening events, right? Mm-hmm. One, of course, I already talked about in the show is when I went to see Chief at the golf.
Yeah.
At the golf club. Yeah. Yeah. Golf club.
Now, that was an eye-opener.
Golf club, not golf club.
Same.
What?
If you see Chief at the golf club, that means he's out there doing the lawn.
That shit, and the other eye-opener was when I, God damn it.
You're making me... Oh my God. Wow. Holy cow.
Hey, we got a... Are they walking in?
Oh, I think they're
walking in.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So finish it up, the okay. White experience.
Okay. So, and the second time I was that shocked is when, I can't remember, but last night after I left his ass, after they left me and shit because he was with, you know, Carla and Ken, so they left that like...
Now, in my defense, I don't really remember much after the Jaeger.
You were pretty fucked
up. I was doing Jaeger shots with the band at Finnegan's Wake over at Hennessy's.
Nice.
Because it was the... It was the guitarist's birthday as well.
Nice. Okay.
So all I got to say is afterwards, I went country line dancing. Okay. Well, we're
going to... Whoa, hold on just a sec there.
Wait.
Back that train up, Toby. We need to have a conversation.
Did you say you went country line dancing?
Yes, I was country line dancing.
Your black ass went country line dancing. Wait. Hold on. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, the show's been going on for over half an hour. Where's Lexi?
Lexi's been on the camera.
Webcam?
She's been on the webcam, and she'll be coming on air in just a few minutes.
All right, I pushed webcam, and I got one little block of picture that I went away, and I can't get it back again.
Mm. Reboot.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet. Sometimes that. Java
thanks
app
for the call.
Doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
We will get Lexi here in the mic. We just had our other guest show off, so we got a busy show tonight. So. I think that's Sinister that just
Yeah, Minister's
up.
Out there, so everyone get your diapers ready.
Sinister!
So anyhow, wait. Your ass went country line dancing. I'm still kind of hooked up on this.
How did you get roped into this?
What, country line? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I was bored as shit because you guys just fucking left me there, right? I had a couple of drinks.
I was
downtown.
Dragged to the car, okay?
I know. Well, I know. Yeah, no option.
I was stumbling, man.
No, you were fucked
up. And you didn't want to drive out to Green Valley to drop me off.
Fuck. That but anyway, so I'm up there. I'm bored of shit. I'm sitting around, so I called up two of my friends. Right?
Wait, what is she doing with clothes on now? This no.
Aw,
foul, party foul. All right, all right. So we're gonna get her in here. But now you went line dancing. You're bored of shit.
Okay. Yeah, I went and met up with two of the ones that was at my party, and we went there and I, you know, whatever, line dancing, whatever. Right?
Okay.
But the funniest part, though, is every time I went to the bar, it's like a new place. I didn't even know this place even fucking existed. It's in South Point. I never been to fucking that side of town before and shit, right?
Yeah.
And in South Point, they have a, it's called Stoney's. And it's a Thursday night, right? I was like, Stoney's, okay, I'll fucking
yeah,
show,
give it
right?
a shot.
There was like fucking 200 motherfuckers in
Holy
there.
Holy shit.
White, all white as shit. People was wearing the fucking 10-gallon hats and shit. It was about as white as you could get. So, you know, of course, I was making my white jokes about how you guys don't let niggas in and, you know, all the normal shit. You know, it's like a little cave. I found out the little secret hidden white spot and shit. Y'all, you know, let no one about or whatever. But when I was at the bar, white girls was constantly coming up. And, like, fucking hitting on me.
Well, it's because they were there to make their fathers uncomfortable at that point.
I was like, every time, one girl just started rubbing the back of my head. She's like, well, my friends just wonder if you can rub the back of my head.
Wait, they just never felt nappy before.
No. I think that was it.
Are you a real Negro? I've never seen one before.
I believe you. I don't fucking doubt it because how they were looking, it was like, oh, your hair is spongy. I was like, can I find your spongy?
Nice.
Can I see if your hair is spongy? But yeah, so
okay, so enough of your big retarded ass. I'm
so
sorry.
Wait, I just got to laugh, though. He went from uber white to uber white.
Yes, I did.
You really don't want to be a black man, do you?
Yes, I do.
You know what? We never did get headphones. Let me grab a set real quick.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Decaf, could you be a gentleman? Quit staring at tits. Grab the headphones out of the drawer right to your there. Yes, thank you. All right. So we've got a lot of noise from a high amp light here, Kerr. But you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We have Lexi Sexton here. There's no headphones over there? No, they missed. Murph has them. We'll get you on the microphone here in a minute. We also have the photographer, Gerald. So I think some of you who are listening are actually familiar with Gerald from Daily Noise when he shows up and hangs around with Jimmy and Con back when they were doing the internet radio thing. So, wow. Where am I getting this AC hum from?
She likes black.
Probably man. The bathroom door that's still open.
Oh, okay. We're getting it somewhere. We got the webcam on?
Oh, the air.
Oh, perfect.
Wow. So, oh.
Let me get their mics on. Hello.
Hi.
There you go. You got to get right on it like it's a huge black cock. Look at that. I love, no matter how many times I deliver that line, you can't beat the reaction you get, especially from the girls. The little tiny white girls.
Look at this.
Look, see, she's blown away. She can't even deal. Here we go.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Get closer than that, dude.
Wow.
Dude, we had a caller that was requesting to hear from you right away.
Matter of fact, you need to get on this side. No, you need to get closer to the microphone.
I think he wants you to like ride this. His big black cock.
Yes, like this.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, there we go.
So, okay, tell everybody who you are.
I'm Lexi Sexton, and you can see me on LexiSexton.com.
Oh, yes, they certainly can.
Absolutely.
So, wow, you're like pretty and stuff. I don't know, man. So, what am I going to do here?
So, if I do go to LexiSexton.com, I'm going to get a bunch of pop-ups and shit, or I'm going to just get you?
Oh, that would be more of a Gerald question. He's the one that tries to scam you out of your credit card. No, not me.
No, I mean, no, you won't.
Oh, okay.
No, really, all you see is me. And you go to all the pages, and all my pictures now, randomize.
Now, do we see all of you, or only some of you, the teaser you, or all of you?
Oh, no, you don't see all of me on there.
I see the teaser. So you click your picture to expand, and it say, you have to join an account, 1995, and you know, well, just make sure your wife don't find a credit card.
just because your ass can't make money, you know, on the internet.
Yeah, you can't pay for porn sites with a food stamp, right, dude? Sorry.
You can't?
She's...
Oh, sorry, dude. Well,
put away the welfare check.
Well, maybe $24.95 a month's worth of food stamps. You could maybe, you know.
Are you hungry?
Damn. I'll go, no, well, I'll judge about how skinny she is. I don't think she eats too much.
No, you know what she said? She came in here and she's like, look at this. I had a cheeseburger. Oh, I'm so bloated.
That's the only meal for the week.
Yeah, really, you know.
I've eaten like four times already today.
Four times what?
Let me assure you, I see her eat every day, and she eats at least as much, if not
she had
more
a lettuce.
Than I do.
She has a piece of lettuce in the morning, a tomato in the afternoon.
Tofu.
You know how the little tiny girls all day will eat and eat and eat.
That's exactly how it is.
And eat I love the way she's just sticking her ass out over here. That is fantastic.
Eat everything but what you want on me.
So I guess I got to ask, how long have you been doing this?
Probably since I've been modeling since I was like 10, but I really got
10.
Into this
creepy.
Stuff. No, not hey. That type at all. Like,
now,
then,
Gerald, have you been around since you were 10?
No.
He's been counting the days.
When I turned 18, I got into the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so, how old are you right now?
19.
Oh.
You lied like a bug.
Why?
What was your real age when you started?
18. Mm-hmm. I
oh,
can't
stop.
Do nothing
don't
without
be,
ID.
Don't go there.
There you go. So have you only done this, or have you danced at any clubs or anything?
No,
or?
I haven't done anything like that. Just modeling.
What other kind of modeling do you do?
I did some bondage stuff with Gerald over here.
Zing.
And I did a I art gallery thing in Planet Hollywood. It was in Planet Hollywood. It was they took a picture and they painted it onto metal. It was really freaking cool.
Cool.
And then I did some stuff in L.A. I did a Malibu. It's called Rockstar Jewelry, and it's in Malibu, and I did an ad for them. Actually, I got body painted black, and the jewelry
Why
is
black?
Silver. Because it was
easy.
Because I
easy.
Like it like that. And no,
are you telling me easy on the microphone?
Yes.
Yes.
Calm down a little.
The backdrop was also black, so the jewelry, like... shine and shit. You didn't really see me.
It shined and shit.
Shine and shit.
You could just see kind of like the outline and then
yeah,
the dress.
Yeah, okay. It was
very cool.
It's kind of artistic.
It was.
What's your favorite so far?
Probably this. I love just feeling sexy and just modeling and showing off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all we'll say.
We do enjoy it when people come and show off. That's always fun.
Absolutely.
Lexi loves to show off.
Very nice.
And I like to be there for it. To provide it to you guys.
Just kind of there in the background. You know,
with a camera.
You know, she's there. She's half naked. I might as well show up with a camera.
Exactly.
All right.
It's quick. Someone has something deep. I've got no blood going to the upper half of my body. I can't lie. I'm about ready to pass out.
Decap keeps checking his phone like he's expecting a call from his wife. What are you doing? Who is there? What the hell?
So, I mean, aside from the usual, you know, fluff questions, what's the downside of doing this?
Probably family.
Do your parents know what you do?
My mom does, but, like, my grandparents and stuff don't really. Like, they know I model, but they, like, don't even, I don't, they don't know I do topless.
Okay.
All right. So that's probably, like, the only thing that's a downside is just, like, I want to be able to get out there and stuff, but it's kind of like I don't want to put myself too out there and I don't want them to, like, be mad at me.
Right. Understandable. Now, and then the next question kind of on that, do you have siblings?
I have two younger brothers.
Are you worried about them surfing someday and going, holy shit? That's my sister.
Oh man, I didn't think about that. But they're young right now.
Oh, fuck, I just killed it. Yeah, thanks.
No.
Thanks. You just punched Gerald's meal ticket. Way to go.
No, they're real young. It'll be a while. It'll probably be out by then.
She hopes.
All right. Now, Gerald, this is the first time on Spankwagon Radio. Yeah. Tell us a little bit. I think we have some listeners from Daily Noise, so some people know you, but there's a lot of people who don't know you. Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's kind of a...
I was born
a small black child. No, that was Steve Martin. There's a lot to what I do. Basically, I kind of have a combination of more figure glamour modeling stuff that I do. I do a lot of work now recently with the more bondage stuff, kind of like the fantasy role-playing damsel in distress stuff. And then I shoot porn, too, for the Spongy Gunk film stuff that I do. So,
Which we've given away a lot of your porn to our live shows. And
don't accidentally download it anymore.
Yes.
We've even used it to tip waitresses.
Yes, we have.
Hey, that's okay.
So,
is that what you... Thanks, he said tip. That was good.
Yes.
I like that.
No, it was kind of an interesting event. We
were harassing the waitress at Chili's one night. And we're like...
We felt bad, so...
We left her porn as a tip.
Hey, well...
We left your tip as a tip.
There
you go.
Well, I hope she enjoyed it.
Oh, who knows?
Well, we all know you did. Help.
True.
So, I'm kind of flabbergasted. I usually have something to say, but I'm just
actually
wow.
The last time we got you to be this quiet was when we called you metrosexual.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I stopped wearing shirts with collars and buttons. So, I mean, okay. So, for those of you that haven't seen you, and will now quickly be going to the site. What are the stats? What's the bra size and all the goodness?
I am a natural 34B. My waist is about 23 inches. I'm like a size zero, never been 100 pounds.
Jesus.
I'm little.
Pinwheel boys.
I think
pinwheel.
You put the lotion and body oil on you once for that photo shoot. That got you up over the 100 pounds.
I think it did too. That was intense.
99 1/1,000,000th.
Yeah. Fuck? So how far do you want to go with this? I mean, do you eventually want to get into porn, or do you want to stay in the modeling
side?
No,
not at all. I'm not really into that. I'd rather be the only one in the picture. I'd rather be the center of attention than, I don't know. That's just not me. I'd rather just, like, flaunting it off.
probably the only deviation of that is when we do the bondage stuff, and, like, my arm isn't there. Or something.
Right.
But, but as far as that goes, none of that, I guess.
So for the bondage stuff, then, how far do you go with that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you total rope or just like the furry handcuffs? I mean,
we're
talking
up.
Crazy ass Japanese shit, or you know?
No, I'm tied the fuck up.
Now you're giving Gerald ideas.
You need to go to get a cheeseburger.
Now you're giving Gerald ideas. He's gonna come back dressed in a tentacle costume.
Ooh, there you go.
New niche. There you go. There
you got chains and locks and ropes and ball gags and ring gags and
handcuffs.
Nice.
All types of good stuff.
And some of those shoots are where she like really enjoys it and she's getting off.
Yeah, some of them are like come play with me and I'm like tying myself up and stuff and all types of cool shit.
Nice.
Other times I've kidnapped her from the bus stop and she's in real trouble.
And I'm screaming. I'm a good actress.
Incredible.
I look like I'm being killed.
And then of course someone actually calls Metro.
Yeah, right.
Now, are these all picture shoots or are they video as well?
Both.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
and that's okay. All. People can get that all on your site.
It'll probably link to your site.
Well, the bondage stuff is going to be on the VegasBondage.com site or the 2-3 sites that I have.
Okay.
Although, actually, just day before yesterday, we actually made a DVD that's Lexi Sexton's Bondage Fantasies.
Okay.
Volume 1, because there'll be more.
Yes.
And we just sent that off to where it's going to be part of those cards that you give away.
Right. And that's going to be part of Spongy Gunk? Why don't you give out that URL?
SpongyGunkFilms.com.
Okay. So,
and also on my site, I have the come play with me where I'm tying myself up, not so much like me screaming my head off and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to probably keep the bondage light on her site and the more interactive stuff over on the bondage.
All right.
Just so it's not in both places.
Kind of give the choice, but yet keep the kind of the people separated.
Well, and the Lexi Sexton site is more, hey, I'm cute, girl, glamour, modely, cute, not help, somebody's attacking me, right, trying to kill me.
Right.
Or so. Maybe a little Easter egg on the site to link back to that. So, Lexi, I got to ask you something. We have had one of your listeners already come in, phone in. Would you be willing to talk to a couple if they wanted to phone in?
Yeah.
All right.
So give out the number, Trench.
If you want to give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. So there we go.
Yay.
Hey, Trench.
I thought the phone number was BR549, but I guess not.
Mrs. Juke has a question.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
I guess that's something tech specific for the show that you might want to give her.
Doesn't show up on mine, so we'll worry about it later. I don't know. That's showing up probably on yours because they're messaging you.
Juke says to ask you for the URL so I can drop it to the Sam to start the show since the script didn't work.
No clue.
Okay. Okay. So, Lexi, you've done some stuff. Now, out there, you had a little stuffed animal, and not something cute. That thing looked kind of funky. What the hell was that thing?
Oh, I know. His name is Sal the Porn Gnome.
The Porn Gnome.
Yeah, and he gets sent around. He met me on MySpace, and he asked if he could come and get sent here and take pictures with me and stuff. And I looked, and I recognized, and so did Gerald, recognized a few girls that were already on there that he had been sent to and stuff, and he gets sent around the United States and gets pictures taken.
Our large black man just ran out of the room. Something scared him.
Sal
the porn gnome.
Sal the porn gnome. So he when you get done, do you send him back to the guy?
Yeah, and he also he also gives you a little disposable camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we have plenty of nice
professional
cameras.
Photography.
We have lots of professional gear. Don't worry
about
that.
We're still trying to take pictures with that too, and we're going to send them probably a whole CD because I've been all over, just out in Las Vegas Strip, just doing crazy stuff with him.
So you've been out in public with this porn gnome taking pictures with it?
Yeah.
Topless?
No, I did sit on the Sibian though, like in the middle of freaking MGM.
Right out there in the lobby?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, right, nice. In front of the lion. Right, I sat right there.
Nice. Looks like we have a caller. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's me again. I rebooted and I got the picture. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
So you have anything you want to say to Lexi?
Well, I'm a little confused because based on what I'm hearing, Lexi that I know has a whole lot more experience than you guys are talking about. I don't know if she wants that on the air or not.
Who are you? No, I'm just kidding. The Lexi you know has more experience?
Aren't you, weren't you once upon a time Lexi Matthews?
Oh, no, that's another Lexi, sweetheart. And yes, she has way more experience than me.
And yes, they actually look sort of
similar. Really, you guys look a lot alike, and you're both with Fitzgerald Media.
Yeah, she has her own site. If you look up both of ours, you can probably see the difference.
Well, you're pretty cute. I'm glad I got the chance to talk to you.
No problem.
You should
you.
Probably print out those pictures and put them up on the wall with the rest of your shrine. Thanks, you creepy-ass son of a bitch.
Be nice, be nice.
That was creepy. That weirded me out, okay? And I'm the guy that'll sip through the entire Saw series going, hey, I need more popcorn. That was fucking creepy. Do you get a lot of weirdos like that?
I just started, but I hope. No, probably
you hope
will.
You get more weirdos?
No, I was going to say I hope I don't, but I can't say that. I will.
No, you know, it's the weirdos that pay the bills, you know?
Exactly.
So you got to give them some credit. We do thank you for the call.
Yeah, definitely. Just whatever you do, don't bury the girl in the backyard, okay?
Oh, geez.
Jesus Christ.
Then put in a pool.
That's it.
You're going to bury it, then put in the pool.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. I swear to God, that guy's got a poodle and a fucking winch.
Hey, now, be nice. Decaf, are you all right? You got any questions?
Oh, no, I'm good.
What's going on over there,
what
man?
The hell, dude? We've got a beautiful girl in front of us.
I know she's beautiful. I'm good.
Uh-oh.
Something's
going on with the big man.
Here.
Yeah, I do have one question for you.
Thank you.
A request for you.
A request?
One of my friends texts me. He wants you to say hi to him. His name is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
All right.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That works. Hopefully he's listening and heard it live. Holy crap. So are you going to take more pictures or what else are you going to do out there tonight?
Yeah.
I think we are.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead? We'll cut to a break, kind of situate around, get Sinister Minister in here.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully maybe you can come back in a little while before we wrap up the show. And
I definitely
we'll
will.
Have everybody in here. So, all right, folks, you are.
Holy cow.
I know. Can we see your tits?
Well, I got to say this.
Come on. We got to see your tits. See, I asked this time.
You know, I'm fabric-lasted. That's all I can come up with.
Look, those are beautiful.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Look at them.
Natural.
Holy cow.
That's for everybody in the webcam there. Go ahead and take a look. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show. Oh, my God. They're just jerky.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And
do you got music or should I get
I got
this?
Music, and I'm just going to go jerk off right now. That's all right. I got.
We'll be back in just a little bit. Fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. When we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
Oh my God! How did you let the playlist run out like that, Murph?
Dude, I told you I had three songs lined up.
There's that AC hum again. I'm gonna blame the photographer with the high voltage equipment. Jesus!
I'm just gonna blame me.
What for the high voltage or the AC hum? You're the fucking fault of the AC hum.
It's my cock, dude. It's my cock.
I've never seen you before.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, she's been here. My cock is
vibrating. It's the same entourage. It's the exact same entourage. Let's get him on, ladies and gentlemen. Really? Sinister Minister.
Yeah, how you doing?
Holy cow.
How's everybody?
Doing great. Minister. A little hectic tonight. Yeah. How do you like what's going on in the green room?
Yeah, we walked in the door and there was a naked girl out there.
Gotta love that.
It was like, hey, all right.
Psst, hey, Trencher. What? Turn the camera back on.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hey, well, there she is right there.
There we go, right on the webcam.
Does she know that?
Yes, she does.
Oh, yeah, she knows. She's putting on a show for all the fans. All
right.
Outstanding.
And so is her ass. All right, so you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. For those of you listening, you want to watch what's going on in the green room, just go to the webcam link, click on that, little window pops up, or you can also go to www.lvrocks.com. It's their webcam. We use it shamelessly. very shamelessly. We want to also remind everybody to give us a call, because now we got the Sinister Minister in, and of course that means it's really close to Halloween, and we got to go with the pre-planned bit.
Pre-planned.
Scariest fucking man on the internet.
Greetings, how's everybody?
Scariest man, period. Man.
Fuck. What are you talking about?
I just heard you talking about you were at a country bar. I heard.
Oh, no, that was other decaf.
That was the other large black gentleman we came around.
I heard you talking about it out there. You were at a bunch of 10-gallon hats and girls rubbing your head, and you weren't scared that night? Come on. Huh. I scare you that much?
No, you scared the fuck out of me the first time. With those white people at the bar, I'll just run them over.
I'm just laughing. He goes from an MC Chris, which is white rap, nerdcore, to a country bar. You hit sort of that. Each end of the
square dance, dude. I square dance. Oh,
did you really?
Yes, twice to the left, once to the right.
Oh, wow.
You were probably the only one that had rhythm.
No, honestly, I think I crushed a couple of white people's toes.
Oh,
shit,
nice.
Outstanding.
But white women love it. Oh, my God. It's a big thing on the stage. They love that shit.
Cool. So we've got Minister here, and again,
yep.
TMM. I can never get
the MMT.
TheMMT.com.
TheMMT.com, yeah. I just I put up several new episodes. Halloween's almost here. It's almost time for the Halloween show, and I'm here, and I got the lovely altar girls, Succubus and Lucretia, next to me. You can't see them because we're looking at boobs over here on the green room cam, so you can't see the altar girls here.
I don't mean a pig.
I was
going to
suggest maybe the altar girls could sit here topless too, but I don't know if they're into it today. No.
No.
No, not today. So what do you have planned for Halloween this year?
I just filmed my Halloween show from, I went over to the really cool haunted house put on by Freakling Brothers. It was over there off of Smoke Ranch and Rainbow, Castle Vampire.
Okay.
And we filmed it from in there. I always like to go to at least a haunted house somewhere around the area, you know, in Halloween, and film a Halloween show from there. It's always a little more fun. So that's done. That should be up on the site, you know, within the next few days. I've done a few episodes this month, trying to get as many in for, the, you know, the Halloween season as I can. And I think there's another one. There was the Blood Spattered Bride. That's already up there. There's
the
Blood Spattered Bride. That's a film that we did a few weeks, 2 weeks ago or so. And then I did another one called Crypt of the Living Dead, which should be up within the next day or two, which is done. And then the Halloween show will be up a couple days after that. Should be like a day or two before Halloween, maybe the 30th, I think. We'll have the Halloween show up there.
Cool.
So you can log in and check it out. Plus, we just did a, last night we were just over at the Deja Vu Adult Emporium. We did the, they do a Halloween lingerie fashion show every year.
Right.
And I just hosted that with porn star Carmen Luvana last night. So that should be up on my website soon.
Okay. Some
video of that.
Very cool. So far this season for movies actually out in the theater, what are you going to go see?
We just went and saw 30 Days a Night. That was pretty good.
Did you like that one?
Based on the comic?
Yeah, yeah. You know what the funny, I really never got into that comic. I knew of it. I glanced at it once or twice, but I never really, you know, got into the story. So I didn't really know what to expect off that one. And I heard a couple of reviews from people that went to see it, and then a couple of them, they weren't good, but I never listen. I go see them myself, you know what I mean? So I went and saw it. It was okay. You know, it was pretty brutal. I mean, you know, I don't really go for the blood or the brutality. I want a good storyline, you know what I mean? And then it was all right. I've seen way worse, I'll tell you that. But, you know.
I like the concept of the fact that vampires that far up north where it's, you know, nighttime day.
That was a really good concept where, you think, why didn't they think of this? Just like one of the lines in the film, we should have come here centuries or ages ago. You know, that was, you should, you know. You'd think that made sense.
Now,
that's a good concept. They went up there and had them trapped for a month where they couldn't do anything.
So. And it's the last of the vampires, or is someone was saying that the race is dying or something. I don't know. Maybe
I didn't catch that off the movie, if that was in the movie. But I liked the idea that they made him, they gave him whatever the hell language they were talking. I liked the idea that they made him sort of an ancient foreign type of vampire tribe that was sort of, you didn't have any not really backstory, but idea of where they came from. The mystery was kind of cool. That's what made it more interesting for me. Is wondering where did they come from? I don't know. I like to know things.
Also, it wasn't another. It wasn't a vehicle where you had vampire hunters.
Right. Yeah.
It was the vampires were in charge. Yeah. I mean, pure and simple.
Yep. That was. It was good. I enjoyed it. Other than that, well, obviously, Rob Zombie's Halloween kicked ass, man. I love that. I don't care what anybody says. You know,
yeah, I've seen
people up and down on that one. You know, but I think he did a fantastic job on that remake and
on the Halloween.
Yeah, that's on Halloween.
Funny. It's funny you mentioned.
They did a great job. He did a great. I love that. He did a great job.
It's funny you mentioned it because I actually have an idea that I thought up at what time the show starts? 7. I thought of shit like at 6:30. So I was on the computer and got this thing because. That's why I wanted to lead him. Give me some horror music. You got any horror music?
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
None at all?
No, he wanted to run the music tonight.
You know what? I didn't. I assume
Murph had it.
The best I've got is some dim. That's
you got
about
no
the,
background music?
You should have some. Hey,
it's Halloween.
Wait,
you
let me
got
give
no
you
background.
Something, let me give you something good right now. Hold on.
Just go to his website. Just play. Play the.
Go to my website and play the the
THEMM.
Well, because I want to give my friends a little pump too. Nox Arcana. I'm sure some people are familiar with Dark Realms magazine. Good friends of mine from Ohio. They run a company called Monolith Graphics. Right there, Monolith. And there he is.
Nice.
That's Nox Arcana. And if you're familiar with the artist Joseph Vargo, he does a lot of those calendars entitled like Born of the Night, and he does a lot of good gothic artwork. Really cool guy.
Very
and
cool.
Christine Philippak, they run Monolith Graphics. And Joseph and a friend of his, I forgot his name, I forgot the other guy's name. William. Yeah, and William something. They do Nox Arcana, and it's a two-man thing, and a really good I use it in the whole show. They've been good enough to give me the permission to use Nox Arcana in anything I do.
Cool.
So I use it in my site here, in the show, like in my intros, behind all my drops. So they're really good. Just wanted to give them a plug, because they're really cool people.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Well, here's the music you asked for, bro. What do you got?
It. All right, man. It's okay, because you two guys, right? Now, you can see yourselves that you guys know a lot about politics or what's going on in the world.
Here and there, I guess.
Somewhat.
Now, would you consider that you know horror movies?
Yeah.
You know horror movies? Okay. So I always play these little games with
people. Oh, boy.
Okay. So you know it's a little game. It's called Horror Film Characters and Senators. I'm going to give you a name. You have to tell me if this is a character in a movie, the character's name, not the actor, the actual character in the movie. Or if it's a U.S. senator.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
And you have my score sheet.
Do you have Bush and Satan in the same sentence? You should.
No, not that horror character.
Because he's the scariest bastard of all.
Yes, he is.
Now right. Watch me hit this drive.
All right, I got 10 names.
Thank you. That was a good one.
The first one, Michael Garris.
That's got to be a senator as far as I
know. Yeah, I'm going to say senator.
Ah,
you got. Are we wrong?
Oh, dang. Okay, what's it from?
What movie? Please.
Friday the 13th, part 6.
Well, who was he?
He was the sheriff.
I don't like
the sheriff.
The sheriff?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I never really get the Friday the 13th movies.
Never did it for you.
As far as I'm concerned, every slasher film is a takeoff of Halloween. And I am a fan of Halloween, so, you know, I like Halloween.
I got Halloween questions, too.
Okay, go. Okay, all right. Maybe I'll
later.
A couple
Let's
of
go number two.
You got me on that.
Lisa Murkowski.
That's one of those ones that could go either
way. I'm going to say horror film.
Lisa Murkowski, yeah. I'm going to agree with Murphy over here on this one.
Senator of Arkansas.
We're wrong again. 0 for 2, dude. Nice. What's going on?
It's still good enough for the Hall of Fame.
You're killing it.
All right.
The third. Put an asterisk behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you picking like the complete B characters that no one even knew who the fuck they were?
They're all popular movies.
Oh, she was the girl standing on the street behind the, you know.
I'm an F-list character.
Yeah, yeah, you'll never
she
see.
She was the ones behind the sheriffs, you know, that was when they were questioning the first third witness of the
official. There'll be no Dr. Loomis or anything like that. No. Nothing major.
Go ahead. You don't get much sleep, do you?
You have a Dr. Loomis question coming later.
All right.
Nathan Murphy.
That's a horror film.
Is that your uncle?
That's Uncle Nate. Yeah. No, that's a horror film.
You know what? It is from a movie like Leprechaun. Yes.
Leprechaun?
Yeah. Oh, Leprechaun. No, see, then
yay,
I
Jennifer
wouldn't have known
Anna.
That.
Wow. That's some boobies
just
being...
Just right in the webcam.
Hello.
Whoa. Hey. All right. I just saw that myself.
Julia Cotton.
Senator.
That would be from Scream, right? Is that?
No, not from Scream.
All right. Never mind.
I say Senator.
Okay. I don't, yeah. I'll just agree with you since I'm obviously wrong on what I said.
So. You guys are both wrong.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's a horror movie? Hellraiser.
Julia.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
No family's called Cotton.
Right. God damn it. Did you say Cotton?
Yeah.
That's okay.
God.
You got me on that one, yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
I got to kick my own ass.
Yeah, me too.
John Tester.
That I've never
testes,
heard.
Testes. 1, 2, 3. That's a senator.
That's got to be a senator.
Yes. Senator
Montana.
Testes. Yeah. Anybody named Testes has to be a senator. Probably Republican,
it's
too.
That's not making it easy either.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
I know you guys put another pressure.
Cheat to win.
You're fucking with us in two ways here.
Olympia Snow.
Wait. Lose the
Oh,
panties.
Come on now. Olympia Snow? That's a senator.
That's a senator, yeah.
Yes.
Huh? I said, is that a porn star?
Olympia Snow?
No, as a senator.
Lucretia.
It sounds like that'd be a perfect porn star.
That's why I picked the name.
Yeah, she's got something else on her mind, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, that's Olympia.
Don't
yeah.
we okay. all?
Steve Freeling.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm going to say a senator on that one, too. Because
I'll deviate. I'll say horror movie. Well.
You're right.
Horror movie? What movie?
It's Craig T. Nelson in Poltergeist.
Oh. Yeah. I just watched Poltergeist 2 the other night, too. Oh.
Picking all the... You really thought about this one, DK.
I thought he was all popular movies.
He just wants to make everybody feel stupid. That's what his whole goal is.
Glenn Lance.
Yeah, see, that one I'm not...
Probably a senator from Utah.
Ringing a bell. Lance, again, porn star. How do you like that part?
Lance meets Snow. So
I'll say senator.
Yeah, I'm going to say that too because that name's not ringing a bell for me.
No, that's Johnny Depp from Nightmare on Elm Street.
See what he's doing?
Again.
See what he's doing?
I should kick my own ass.
Max Baucus.
You win, Decaf.
There's one more after this. Max Baucus.
Max Baucus?
Okay, that's a senator.
I'm going to go with senator.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, just senator. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys are all right at that one. Victor Pascal.
Oh, Victor come Pascal. On.
Horror movie.
Yeah, that was the one.
That's Pet Sematary. You can tell Stephen King character.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. And you won, Murphy.
Hey, all right.
So who does he win? Did plant his face in those boobs? I guess you might have to talk to her. She is
I'm not that big of a winner.
Oh.
Five more questions and I'm done.
Five more.
Oh,
It's quiz questions. About Halloween.
About Halloween quiz questions.
The movie Halloween.
Oh, the movie Halloween.
This is going to be my weak point because unlike the minister here, I'm a big slasher guy. So, I guess
I like the Halloween thing, and the other slashers I think are takeoffs on it.
So the only one I liked was Halloween 3, Night of the Witch.
So you know your Halloween.
That was the one that didn't even have Myers in it.
And that's the one that I really like because I thought it was a unique concept.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, shit, she's dressed in the pink.
Nice.
All right,
ask away, dude.
Okay, what was the original screenplay name for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, damn it, I know this too. Oh, no, wait, I do. I know this one. Hold on, I read this somewhere. Like something like the night. It was like no, like I don't know. Damn it!
It's the.
I don't want to. You know, like the catchphrase, the night he came home, or the I don't know, the return, something like that.
I got nothing.
No,
it was the babysitter murders.
Okay, that's wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the budget?
Halloween?
Hell of got me on that one. I don't know.
$20K. I don't know.
I'm gonna say it's less than 100,000.
30.
Thousand million?
325,000.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
See, we really went
and
low.
And even in like 70,
I'll bet a dollar.
70,
low-balled.
78, 79, or?
There had to be. It was 78 was when it originally came out. I know that.
That had to be a hell of a lot of money then, too.
Now, what year did the character Michael Myers as a boy kill his
what
sister?
What year did he do it, or how old
year?
Was he?
What as
year?
In the movie, what
in the
year?
Movie, what year?
He would have been, let's see, he was 10 years old when he was taken into custody, and that would have been.
What does that mean? He knows
74?
I'm going to say 68.
69. Was it 69?
63.
Ah, 63.
Wow.
Of course, where was the city in the state?
Oh, that was Haddonfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
And who was going to play Dr. Loomis before Donald Pleasance took the
Donald
role?
Donald Pleasance, yeah. Who was going to, you know what? I don't
There's
know
There's two
that.
People
was
who
there
was going to do it.
Was gonna do it
it would have been interesting as hell, too, these people did
I
it.
Don't, I know of Donald Pleasance, and that's it. I don't know.
Peter Cushing or Christopher Lee?
Oh, Peter Cushing.
That's
Peter
what they asked first.
Yeah. Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Christopher,
and they're like, I'm sorry, we're busy with Star Wars. And then Chris Priestley's like, I will be busy with Star Wars.
But in that's 20 for years, that's I'll be busy with Star Wars. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Peter Cushing was in the, I could see Peter Cushing better than Christopher Lee in that role, but whatever.
Well, Christopher Lee did a lot of the old 50s, sort of.
But I don't know, for some reason.
Psychological type
thrillers.
I guess
I look at Christopher Lee as more of a commanding presence, I don't know, than like something, you know, like a side.
Right.
You know, like a.
But it'd be so weird seeing anyone else play it other than Donald Pleasance, just because he's seen it so.
Well,
you know what, Malcolm McDowell
did a really good. I was very impressed with.
As soon as I read that in like a casting, I was like,
he does it in the new Halloween.
Yeah, he's Dr. Loomis.
That was
a definite highlight there.
On that one, yeah, good casting.
So
the whole movie had good casting. To be honest with you, everybody.
There's more stuff coming out. I mean, I don't know if you saw, but Ginger Dead Men 2,
Passion of the Crust.
Okay. Did you buy
Charles Band is going nuts these days, isn't he? He's just, what's he doing?
Did you know that's where everybody's getting their producer credit on?
The producer credit that we're all supposed to get because we spent over
$100?
And we were all told it was supposed to be one of the Puppet Master movies.
That's the movie?
No. That's the movie.
Yeah.
Ginger Dead Man. I got in there too.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
I'm almost embarrassed now.
Well, he says that.
Why? Because he got it with the yellow with spank wacky.
No, because the movie is terrible.
It's a horrible movie. I saw the first one.
It was. I don't know why I saw the first one.
I just restarted music if you want to bring it up.
Okay, I remember seeing Evil.
Start that over. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just hit it.
Evil Bong on EOD.
That one was actually entertaining.
That had me laughing.
You know why? Because it was supposed to be a little funny and a little, you know, campy. So. You accepted it, you know. I know a lot of the Full Moon stuff. As of recent years, a lot of the Full Moon stuff has gone that way.
Yeah,
where it's gone really kind of campy and corny. But I'll be honest with you, man. I liked a lot of the older Full Moon films where they really put some good, you know, storyline behind, like, you know, the subspecies.
Oh, yeah,
always.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pit in the Pendulum, you know, the Meridian, you know, those type of things. Those were really good. I wish when I spoke to Charles Band that night, I said, dude, please, another subspecies, please. Number 5, and they talked about it.
Yeah,
where they were going to go back and sort of
fill in some of those gaps.
No, well, they were going to go back and sort of talk more about the origin of Radu, you know. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. Have seen
the origin of Radu?
The origin of
Radu. Now, did you watch it? Yes, Radu. Yeah. Did you happen to watch that god awful Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys?
Yeah, did not.
Oh,
I knew better.
I watched it just I knew better. and. they didn't even get puppets. They just used, like, toys.
It was pink is my favorite color.
Yeah, by the way, everybody, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I don't think anybody's actually listening right now.
I think everyone's just spanking the Spank Wagon Radio right now.
That's kind of scary. Just listen to our voice and realize you're whacking to these voices.
No,
you got big Tech Pepsi. You got big Tech Pepsi straight.
Let me do the for any of the girls, any of the girls out there that have like the, remember the Howard Stern thing with the,
oh yeah,
ooh, you know, get on your speaker and we'll help you out.
So now
I can see a bunch of people on their laptops.
Yeah. There are some cool trailers
to Dell tomorrow. A broken laptop.
There are some trailers coming out, and I want to get your opinion on one in particular.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you already know what I want to ask you about. I Am Legend. Did you see the trailer?
No.
Will Smith. Woo.
No.
Will Smith.
Look at the nipples that's come through the fingers.
I did not see that trailer.
It is slightly adjusted. It is not. They're not vampires. It is a mutation, but it's still the same concept.
No, they're not mutated.
And he has a dog, so you're going to lose a lot of the absolute loneliness that he has.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, wait. They got to kill the dog. Boom. You just owned the audience.
Oh, yeah, they're going to kill the dog. They already showed it in the trailer. But. It looks.
Michael Vick got a role.
Yeah, exactly. If I hadn't read the book and been so intertwined with the story, I'd still look at this trailer and say, wow, this looks like a really good movie. But even outside of knowing what I know, it still will be a good story, I think. And I think the way they're going to do it, it looks really interesting.
Well, what about that and Omega Man? I mean, compare the two.
Well, Omega Man was very, very loosely based.
Yes.
The only, what was it? Beowulf looks interesting.
I don't know. It's not selling me with the 3D graphics and.
Well,
you know.
It could go either way right now. I don't know.
And Beowulf has a PG-13. We were Murph and I were talking.
Yeah,
about
that's kind of hard to pull off. Yeah, PG-13
yeah,
for
with
that
kind of a story. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's Don Quixote light. Anyhow.
So what coming out? What are you really looking forward to?
As far as movies,
yeah.
Jeez, you know what?
There Saw.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be honest with you. A lot of those. Saw movies, you know, they're all right. I mean, I like the psychological thing. That gets me, you know, when it makes you think a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's more interesting to me than, like, the blood and the gore. I don't know. I like the psychological
mindfuck
thing. And, yeah, but the thing with Saw is I don't want them to ruin Saw like they did with Friday the 13th and just keep coming back. I didn't expect 4 Saw films, to be
Jason
honest with
takes
you.
Manhattan.
They're filming but, 5 and 6 back-to-back
oh
as well.
Oh, my God, are they really?
Yeah.
Well, but I'll give them this much. They've put a pretty good twist in each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where you go, oh, okay. You know what I mean? You watch it and when I go, yeah, you know, and I can predict the whole thing and mm-hmm. expect it, mm-hmm. I'm done with Saw.
So you think it's one of those days that they set up, the writer set up, and it was like fucking smoking weed and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just thought up all these fucking good endings at one time and said, fuck it, you can hear the beginning. Do them all.
Yeah, I got a great idea. Hold on, I got
dude,
a great idea.
Dude.
Yeah.
dude,
do this. Yeah, then you know it's over. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I'm going to go see Saw. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. You know, I'm sorry. I really don't know what other horror films are
now,
coming out. There's nothing really much.
I did hear about a Friday the 13th remake that's being pushed ahead now as well.
I hope not.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, like I said, I was all behind the Halloween thing because that was the first, you know, and then that was the. I'm a fan. Damn. I haven't been a fan, but they just with the rest of them, like the Freddy Krueger and them, you know, all that. It started to get stupid. I mean,
Dream Child. Well, okay, we're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Dream Child killed it for
the
me.
The first
like,
one again, but the first one, you know, when you first start off, I mean, I'll give them their first films are good drops in the bucket.
Second scared
you know
the
mean?
Crap out of me. Third, you know, was.
I mean, I got to admit one of the first times I saw Friday the 13th, the original Friday the 13th, it was just by accident. I was. I don't know, 11 years old or whatever the hell. And I happened to walk through the living room at the minute where Mrs. Voorhees got her head sliced off. And I will admit, it stopped. It stopped and froze me from it. I was like, whoa.
The one,
what is this?
And it set you on your path today.
No, yeah. You know, actually, the one of the movie that did it, really, that got me into horror films was The Exorcist, the original Exorcist.
Oh.
And again, same concept. I accidentally looked at the TV the instant Linda Blair's head spun around.
See me?
I remember, what is this?
I remember when I was a kid watching my mom and dad watch Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went out to watch and I was like, oh my God, I am scarred. You know, yeah. It was perfect.
I think the scene that got me in Friday the 13th is when she goes and picks up the cat, and then he busts through the window at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That scared the shit out of me.
Well, the original was the boat and on the lake thing. Yeah. You mean that?
No. Was it the original or no? It was part. I think it was part two.
Because the end
was
part
the
original
two.
Where the boat
yeah,
and
they know
and
they
you
picked
think
up the cat.
Yeah,
and she's right. Like, yeah. The cat, and then he fucking busts through the window. Oh,
right,
that scared
that was,
the
yeah, that was
shit
the,
out of me.
For me, it was the original Night of the Living Dead. Just yeah. coming to get you, Barbara. That yeah. line right there. I was upstairs.
I saw that when I was a kid. It was yeah. the black and white. God, that scared the shit out of me because everybody was slow. Because I watched Return of the Living Dead so many times right before I saw the original Night of the Living Dead. So, you know, watching Return of the Living Dead, you laughing at the lines and shit. But I was watching that, and that really scared me.
Man, I think I said that.
It's like coworkers and shit, you know.
Last time I was in here, I even said that the Dawn of the Dead remake, that gun, man, that messed with me for about a week.
I watched that movie probably at least once a week because it's all I've either got it on DVD or it's always on television or it's on and in demand and I'm always watching it, and it never ceases to amaze me how detail oriented that movie really is. And it is a big departure from the original, but and it does kind of update the zombie genre using the faster moving zombies. And you can get into that debate.
That got me for about a while. I was not right for about a week after that.
The baby freaked me out.
Yeah.
And I saw that movie about 3 weeks in advance with my wife sitting there and...
Yeah. I left Holy the theater cow. With a really sort of just give up feeling.
And you know, I keep Johnny Cash's music on my iPod all the time. The music for that couldn't have been better. You know, the music and the credits, and I think the way they did the credits showing the world basically coming apart.
Disturbed song or the sickness,
wasn't it? Yeah. But in the beginning with The Man Comes to Town, and showing, like I said, the world coming apart and the various news, they did such a phenomenal job with that.
Yeah, that was stuck in your mind. That one was a good one.
Yeah, it hung there for a while. Hung there.
Yep, other than that,
stuck in your mind and hung, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're all a little distracted. There's no way around it. There's no way around it.
Distraction going on.
You know, I was just having a conversation with you. Remember just yesterday I was talking how white girls don't have no ass anymore?
Yeah.
I fucking lied.
She got
some ass.
You got liar. So, I mean.
What it is you guys just get used to way too much ass.
that is true.
And then everybody else pales in comparison.
So what else do you have going on, Sinister? I mean, what else is going on?
Well,
in your
world, I actually just I made a couple of advancements. I got on a couple more internet sites, ScreamTV.net from, I think they're from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They picked me up. I'm also on WeirdoCinemaTV.com, which I've been on for a little while, which is based out of, I think, Philadelphia. A guy I met on MySpace named Fendred, because Fendred's Chamber. He runs Weirdo Cinema TV. I've been on that for a while. They're good guys.
What's Weirdo Cinema?
Weirdo Cinema TV.
They just put anything on?
It's a horror host thing.
Okay.
It's specifically for horror hosts. WeirdoCinemaTV.com and ScreamTV.net is just like a whole horror internet channel. They do lots of different horror stuff, and they picked me up recently. I should be up on there now. I just got picked up in the Washington, D.C. area.
I was just about to ask you about that.
In and around the D.C. area.
Nice.
Arrested?
6 to 8 markets over there. Yeah, arrested.
It's just like I got picked up. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, you're a black guy. You say picked up, you say arrested.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. Even the minister's going
to
be. Damn.
I had to. You set yourself up for that.
Hey, I know.
No, I'm on the D.C. area now. A good buddy of mine out there that I've made friends with through MySpace, he goes by Borloff. He's got a show out there called Monster Madhouse. And he graciously offered to put me on a cable access station out there, you know, that he following either previous to or following his show.
Which is nice because, you know, if it's nothing like cable access here, you actually have people watching.
Exactly. Yeah. Cable access. There is no cable access.
There is no cable
there's
access
nothing
here.
In this town for cable access. So. But there is out there, you know. So I'm trying to branch out to other markets because, you know, Murphy knows. It's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
It's difficult. Here in Vegas, you know, we almost got something going this year.
People are kicking themselves in the ass right now.
Are they really?
By the way. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Oh, there's some.
Please tell me.
We had a great conversation, me and a couple of other people, and the one individual you met.
She was very nice, by the way. She's
wonderful person. Yeah,
seemed like she really wanted to do it, too.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, what they opted for has...
Get off.
Has what they opted for really is not doing.
Wasn't it like
infomercials?
Monsters marathon.
A Monsters marathon for Halloween.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Yeah,
okay. The channel that shows cops are incessantly.
Yeah, it's not selling.
We were going. It's not really.
Oh no.
Well, we were going to do a Midnight Massacre Halloween special.
Nice.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, next year, I'm telling you.
You
next
think
year.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next yeah, we're going to start pulling for right. that very early
I
got to
ask
on.
A question because I was just noticing. Is the Widow's Peak ink or is it makeup?
The Widow's Peak?
The Widow's Peak.
It's a tattoo.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
That is commitment right there.
Yeah. Forehead. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just looked over like, it's okay, cool. That's ink.
It's
I better ask.
Tattoo, yeah.
So, all right. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website and give out your MySpace?
Yeah, okay. The website, www.themmt.com. You can watch. I got up towards 20 episodes now.
Nice.
On my site to watch, you know, pick and choose. add to your Halloween fun. And the MySpace, you can, there's a link on the homepage to the MySpace, but it's myspace.com/MidnightMassacreTheater, or the Alter Girls have their page, and you have to go on MySpace and go in the friends list and get to those pages, because to be honest with you, I can't remember what the link is to the Alter Girls page. And then we have another MySpace page now that I started with the Fendred guy that I mentioned earlier. Yeah, there went the hum. It was the lights.
It was the lights.
Wow. Anyway, there's another MySpace page that's MMT, and also with Weirdo Cinema TV, and we're doing a collaboration MySpace page. Mm-hmm. Cool. He wanted me to be a representative of Weirdo Cinema, and I was like, yeah, fine. So
very cool.
So there's
very
three
cool
MySpace pages out there. You can, you know, go on all of them. And
we'll grab the links for them all off of your friends, and we'll put them on the front page.
He's right on our main friends list on ours.
Yeah.
So.
You just go to my page, and you can get to the Alter Girls page from there. They have their own, and then the other
leave
ones.
Them creepy messages.
Yeah, we believe me. Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't.
They got a few stalkers. I don't even think they know about it, because I pretty much monitor the pages.
You guys
don't. Have I not told you about that?
Surprise!
I'm sorry.
It's him.
It doesn't track numbers, right?
Yeah, you might not want to walk to your car alone.
You're the
just
guy.
As a side note.
Hi.
I don't even want to mention. There's a couple of really. It's funny, man. I don't want to mess with anybody. I don't want to mention a name.
Don't mention names.
But you can explain the situation.
There's one guy out there recently that we approved as a friend list, and I'm sorry I did that now, because I don't want to delete the guy, because he's entertaining, mm-hmm. but this guy's got problems.
Cock pictures?
Almost.
Oh, boy.
He's sending, I'm pretty liberal. You put some comments, even if they're lewd, I don't care. I've had to delete this guy's comments, almost, I got to get rid of that.
I want to taste your abortion.
Stuff like that.
There was one comment.
There we go. My work here is done. I finally found that line.
That was bad, man. No, not that bad yet. You outdid yourself there.
I can't take credit for that. I modified that off of a Chuck Palahniuk line from Fight Club. Anyway.
It was this guy just did a picture where he, I think he did a a transsexual giving it to a guy, you know, in the ass. He put his face on both people. He pasted his face. Smiling, like this. And I'm like, man, I got to get rid of that.
That's too much.
I'd almost have left that up, dude. That's
kind of funny, actually. All right, so everybody, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Holy hard nipples, Batman.
We need to take a quick break. I got music.
I've got some Photoshopping to do, apparently.
Yes,
when we come back, we're going to spray some information, right?
Play some
play
some metal, man.
I hope this satisfies.
What do we got? Something heavy.
Hopefully.
Halloween.
Oh, shit.
Trencher, probably not.
What the hell is that?
Cover of Painted Black. Thought it was a different one.
Oh.
Here, let's go with this one.
King Satan, Diamond. Satan. Oh, that's
That's Painted White.
Orbital Metallica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Digging. I'm really digging.
Wow, he's trying hard. Guys, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We'll be back in a second.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. You know, we only got about 13 more minutes or so for the show. We brought in Lexi Sexton.
I have a couple of questions.
And I can't see shit now. Thanks for the flash there, Gerald. You dick. Alright. Murph, you okay?
Lexi. What's up?
Yeah, replugged my mic and yeah.
Oh,
plugged
I
into the
plugged
wrong spot.
Wrong jack.
Asshole! Jesus. Asshole!
Fuck. Christ. Don't you... Yeah. Picture to take.
So, Decaf, you've got something you want to ask Lexi.
Yes.
A couple of somethings. A
couple of something. All right.
First your phone number.
Dead serious. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
15?
Mm-hmm. White guy? Black guy? Mexican guy? Why? So what was the situation?
He's my boyfriend.
How old was he?
Random stranger 18. On the street.
Was it here?
No, I'm from Florida.
Florida, where at?
Like Tampa area.
General vicinity.
Yeah, around there somewhere.
How long you been
all
in
right,
Vegas?
Stalkers, take notes.
I've been back and forth. I've been all over, actually. I was in Florida, then L.A.,
you're
then
only
Vegas.
19. How all over have you been?
I've been from really, Florida to L.A. to Vegas, back to Florida to Arizona, back to Florida to Vegas to L.A. and back here.
And then
and
they
I
found
went to
the
Scotland
suitcase.
Twice.
Scotland?
Yeah, twice.
Scotland.
Yeah.
So what's in Scotland? Is it nice over there?
I'm like some Scottish or something. I have relatives.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little bit Scottish too, man.
No, that's Scotch, sir. You got plenty of that in you most nights.
So the other question before we'll let these fine gentlemen over here.
Oh, tough.
All right.
I'm happy just to watch at this point.
Who's the sexiest one of all three?
Oh,
about?
God. Now you wouldn't
oh,
have to
Jesus,
ask that.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck kind of question is that?
Now, if you were sadly punished, you had to take one of us home?
Wait.
Yeah, say you lost a bet and...
Here. What's the answer? Because I know, I know you don't got my... You got my money.
Here, let me take this out.
Oh,
and I can buy a satellite. I can buy a satellite truck with this thing. Okay.
Oh, man.
So if you had to choose one, only one,
I think it's whichever one pays her the most, guys.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Or at least that be able to give her plane tickets so she can fly to Florida to Vegas to Florida to Scotland twice.
Let's be honest, okay.
Yeah.
If you had kept the money, Adam might have picked you, but he's pretty much right.
Oh.
Well, you do have the corporate card.
I have the corporate card, yes.
It's me.
Yes. So hey, Sinister, if you had to take one of us home, which one would you take?
What's the quickest way to die?
Suffocated by a large black man.
Oh.
Or suffocated
by ass cheek.
By ass, I was going to say. Cheek. Or suffocated by the farm boy's B cups.
Silver bullet does it too, you know. I think I'd choose that route, guys.
Come on. No, I want to hear you ask it. Come on.
Oh, what? That's a hell of a question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
Are you serious?
Yes. I think he wants to know.
Yes.
He's feeling insecure.
What if I don't pick him? Then he's going to feel real insecure.
No.
And then it'll be really funny. We'll all point and laugh.
Because I want to be shocked. So who would it be?
It'd probably be him.
Oh,
that's right, Mr. Murphy, guy? Sexiest man in the room. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. End the show on a high note for once.
Always a fucking cracker. But anyway, okay.
Well, thank you, Lexi. If I had to choose someone in the room to take me home, I think I'd probably choose you too.
Shut up. You know you get wet for Sinister.
Oh, dude, the guy makes me pee my pants every time he comes in here. Like, I don't know what's worse,
is
being
that
shocked.
What that smell is?
What? No, that was when the co-host 4000 shocked me in the ass crack earlier. Oh, that was okay. Fucking Christ.
So why Murphy?
Oh, come on. Come on, dude.
I mean, why Murphy?
Because I'm the only guy here under 250.
That is a good point.
There you go.
That is a very good point. And she said she barely weighs 100 pounds, so she'd be like smooshed.
She's just thinking of her own safety. That's all there is
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. She's like, I don't have to get any rigging. She don't think well, wait a minute. Men. She likes the rigging.
You don't like black men too much, huh?
I do.
They scare you?
Oh, dude, you're
where
so...
Where the fuck are you going with this?
We didn't mean to beat you. We don't mean to.
I so love it when we start making people feel uncomfortable, but now I'm kind of looped into that too, so I don't know if that's really working.
But see, if you look over here, Gerald's kind of giving it like the lawyer advice.
Gerald's giving her the safe things to say.
Hold on, my client.
Yeah, no, don't say spirit checker. Don't say nigger. Don't.
No, see, Lexi and I have a surprise for you guys off the air after this that's going to blow your mind.
Okay. But wow.
And that's what we're sticking talking. Around.
That's what we're laughing about.
Okay. Outstanding.
Very interesting.
Yes. And I'm already aware of this, but I wasn't going to tell
but
you
But he
guys.
Doesn't know what it is, though.
Oh, I don't
what
know what
I
it is.
I just told him that.
Well, I mean, we don't want to make it an on-air surprise.
We'll recap it for next week.
Absolutely.
Wow.
No. Oh, no, we won't.
Okay, Lexi, give out the website and your MySpace again.
My website is www.lexisexton.com, and then MySpace is myspace.com/LexiSexton.
Outstanding. Nice. Outstanding. Nice. You need friends.
I do.
We need friends, too.
Yeah, we do. We,
oh, God, no, we need Lexi as a friend.
I think we've had it. I just got to sort her and find her.
I think we need to
list.
Make a Lexi Sexton tribute site.
Yes.
After tonight? Absolutely. So
free Kleenex with membership.
Oh, there's another website?
Oh, no, I was going to say you need Sal as a friend, too.
We need Sal
as a friend.
We've
got to put
Sal on
there. You
know
what?
We got to get Sal on there. So we'll find him through yours.
Yeah, definitely.
So
he's on there. He's on my phone.
Oh, you look like you were picking up the mic to say something there, Minister.
No, I was just sitting here.
Wow.
I was actually going to say, with the stuffed animal, you guys are pathetic enough to accept him as a friend. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I don't want to be mean, but you know what?
And I got to say, how many times have you had you on the show?
Three, I think.
At this point, he can just show up whenever he wants.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. I mean, he's got carte blanche, you know.
We're going to cut it at three?
No.
You know where we all live.
Gerald.
I know where Murphy works, too.
I was just going to say, too, that there's some really great clips, video clips and stuff at through some of the stuff that I'm doing, with whether it be the more adult stuff or the bondage stuff or a conglomeration. That's a different URL that I have. It's gunkclips.com.
Gunk. Spell that out.
G-U-N-K.
That was hard.
Matter of fact, Jared.
Sometimes, because you got to see how he spells spongy. It was a little different.
And actually, just for Trencher's benefit, it's C-L-I-P-S.
Oh, so, thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, gunkclips.com.
Hey, Gerald, have you ever seen anything in the whole time of doing your film and the photography and your sites? Have you seen anything that actually ever just shocked you and really freaked you out that you couldn't believe?
Or it was so shocking that I couldn't believe anybody would do it?
So shocking that you couldn't believe someone would do it?
No.
Damn.
Nobody's ever tried to pull anything incredibly shocking on me with the type of stuff that I shoot. I mean, I haven't, like, gone.
So what's the most shocking thing that you've seen, though?
I mean, nothing.
Nothing shocks you at all?
Like, wow. No, I'm not saying nothing shocks me at all, but like nobody's like trying
to do a
scat video or something.
Yeah, I was saying, did you ever get close to someone and try to, like, I want to shit on you. Fuck, what? No.
Well, for example, like when you do a scene and like sometimes there's, you know, air coming out of the pussy, like the pussy farting.
Ah, queefing. Pussy farting. Good for the whole family.
Pussy farts are beautiful.
But see, that's not shocking, but it made all three of you laugh.
Yeah,
but it's not shocking.
No, it's not shocking, but it's funny.
Well, it is funny, but I mean, it's just a thing that happens, and I mean, so stuff like that happens. But like nothing's ever been really shocking. I might have been surprised that girls did stuff that I didn't think they were gonna do.
That's what I mean.
Well, that's what I asked you, and you said.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I changed it. No, because you threw me off.
He just wants to know if you find him sexy to take him home.
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry, DK.
Sorry, I don't. No, I mean, there have been times where, like, for example, if a girl might have come over to do some type of work and I find out she'll do more type of work than I thought, we end up doing that. But that's not shocking or surprising, necessarily. Sometimes it is, but like, nothing really, you know, nothing really crazy.
Nothing that just really caught you off guard.
No, I mean, not really.
Now, do you have a line that you won't cross, something that's even taboo for you?
Well, I mean.
Like, shitting on him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do anything that's illegal at all. I mean, I wouldn't ever even come close to doing anything like that. But I mean.
Well, what about barely? Oh, well, obviously barely legal.
As long as they're 18.
Yeah. 18 with ID that can be verified under a black light.
HR 2275 or whatever it is.
2257.
Which is,
yeah. But I mean, yeah, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, probably the most extreme stuff that I've shot is anal scenes, but that's not even extreme these days anymore necessarily. So,
isn't it strange that limit seems to have been erased completely? Yeah. You know, where before
by guys like you.
it's guys like me.
No, what you mean to say is for viewers like
that? Yeah, exactly. Viewers like that. Well, I mean, I'm so completely desensitized to porn these days. It's like, wow, hey, there really is anything out there.
But you know, I mean, I wouldn't do anything that was so outlandishly crazy that
you wouldn't do anything that's out of your character.
No, not at all. I mean, I just don't think that. I mean, there's stuff that I wouldn't eat. Well, okay, a friend of mine was asking me today, he was thinking about getting into shooting some spanking videos. Well, spanking videos are like where you're spanking the girl so hard, their ass turns purple. Yeah, I couldn't do that. I told him on the phone, I said, well, you can shoot it over here, but I'm not going to be doing it because I don't have it within me to do it. I mean, when we shoot the bondage stuff, and of course it's all fake, and she knows what we're going to do and not do. But even like then, where I'm supposed to be rough and mean and angry, I'm the nicest rough and mean and angry guy you've ever met.
You're like, you bitch!
Well, please, please, man. No,
I'm going to raise my hand and clarify. I don't sound gay when I'm
messing
doing
this up for me.
Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
The altar girls think you're supposed to, their ass is supposed to be purple. You guys are messing this up for me.
I just,
there's supposed to be blood involved. Really, there is.
So, I mean, there are limits that I would have because that, you're right. That's part of my personality limit. But, I mean, as far as like if I was shooting something for somebody else and they needed a double anal scene that I would never shoot for my own line, I'd shoot it because it wouldn't shock me.
Right. Okay.
What do you think the next big porn niche is going to be?
Double anal scenes.
Double anal scenes?
I mean, they're doing it, but they're not doing it. Okay, and I think I get how you're asking me this. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, oh my God, it's an anal scene.
Yeah.
5 years from now, yawn, it's double anal.
But I mean, what do you think? Like, you know, there's the off the wall, the clown porn now, and there's some of that weird horror porn where you have guys in like Godzilla.
Well,
what do you think that next?
Hold on, we got Lucretia knows of some clown porn.
Yeah,
really?
I don't know the title, but I've seen it.
There's one called Clown Porn.
Pretty bad.
I thought you were scared of clowns.
I am.
But you watch it anyway.
No, I walk past and do that.
So wait, there's so it's a porn that you can't look at out of fear. That's interesting.
That's unique.
You know, to me, that'd be a way to get me over a fear of certain things.
That would be.
Well, if you can fuck it, it must not be all that bad.
Well, it's like you won't put me in a plane and kick me out of the back of it. But if you show me porn of people having sex in midair, eventually I'll desensitize to it. Next thing you know, I've got a parachute on me. Like that'd be the perfect way to get someone over something. You're scared of spiders? Well, here you go. Here's a guy screwing a girl in the ass, and there's a tarantula on her neck. After a while, you just start to associate it with a good thing rather than a bad thing.
There you go.
It's all psychosomatic, isn't it?
There you go.
And to answer your question about what I was kind of hoping the next initiative and stuff would be, girls writing bad checks. So I can continue that
series. Bounce check bitches, right? There you go.
Nice. Right. That's definitely one that I would pay to
see. So one more time, Lexi, could you give out your website?
www.lexisexton.com.
And we really do appreciate you coming in and hanging out and doing a photo shoot. And
thank you.
It was awesome.
Bouncing around and showing us your various parts. And I must thank you for the slight touching that was going on here underneath the counter that no one over there saw.
Don't tell them.
Oh, really? So she is taking you home. I'll call your wife.
I'm not that lucky.
There was a surprise coming, didn't she?
Sinister, again, give out the sites, Matt, please.
Yep, the Midnight Massacre Theater, all adds to your Halloween fun at the MMT.com. And that's right, meet the Sinister Minister. We have the Altar Girls, Succubus.
Hello.
And Lucretia.
Not exactly terrifying in the road, right? But still fun to have around.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, they're out of character.
Hi.
Right now.
Hi.
That's okay.
When they're in character. Yeah,
I know. Trust me. I've seen in
Star
character.
Wars.
It's not that character as well. But
yeah. Again.
No, but seeing the show, and I've watched a couple of episodes of the show. It is. Oh, it's great to watch.
All right.
You know, we have a lot of fun
guys,
with it.
Guys,
so.
I hate doing this, Smurf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
sorry, guys.
The old white guy's got to come in after us, man.
But I can't. All right, fine.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Am I supposed to play my music, or are you playing
just
yours?
Just play. Just go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio, a Spankwagon production. What we've got here is a couple of people to thanks. First off, we want to thank the guys here at LV Rocks for letting us put this on. Love you, Jimmy. See you soon. Guys at Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, and, of course, Nomad Radio Network. Anything from Bradley Muffin?
He's missing out on that nice ass.
Oh, shit. Was I really? Son of a bitch.
No, got Bradley Muffin is.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Awesome.
Right, move on.
Don't forget LexiSexton.com and TheMMT.com. Check them out for all of your masturbating or horror pleasure, or do both at the same time.
Both, yeah.
Exactly.
And Sinister, like, thank you very much for coming into the studio and hanging out with us on our
anytime,
pre-Halloween show.
Gentlemen, anytime.
Awesome.
Don't forget,
fun.
If we're not live,
you'll find us on our kind.
That's podcast.lvrocks.com, or you can go to our page, spankwagon.net, and see everything from the history.
And Gerald, will we get some photos to put up on the site?
If you like it. No, totally, absolutely.
Oh, outstanding.
Awesome.
This is going to be great. No one's going to believe me. I don't have photographic evidence. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, don't
you
forget.
You don't want photo evidence.
Shit. Don't forget myspace.com/spankwagon. Check us out. Spankwagon Radio is a spank. Whatever. I can't even do it this week.
Don't worry about it.
Guys,
you
happy
know,
birthday.
You realize we can never run for a political office after all the pictures we had?
I'm not from this country. I don't have to worry about it.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Horny retards out.
creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still. That is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
White on white translucent black capes, back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
Cold, running chills.
Listen. All our ghosts have been dying to meet you. This one can hardly contain himself. Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. Now, as they say, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please. There are several prominent ghosts who have retired here from creepy old crypts all over the world. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here.
Hey everyone, it's Papa Joe, and I've got to tell you, Maggiano's Little Italy is the best Italian restaurant in the country. Red check tablecloths, mahogany wood, and you can hear the music of Francis Albert Sinatra while you dine. Does it get any better than Maggiano's? I ask you. Now to the food. For me, I like to start with a little chopped salad, and theirs is the best, with some blue cheese and some prosciutto. Oh, delicioso. For dinner, Maggiano's has a wide variety of Italian specialties, the best veal in the city, plus steaks, seafood, and chops. And it's all served family style. That means big portions to take home with you. Maggiano's Little Italy in Las Vegas is located right on the Las Vegas Strip in the Fashion Show Mall, directly across from the Wynn Hotel. Do yourself a favor, go to their website, Maggiano's.com, to find a location nearest to you. Maggiano's Little Italy, authentic food and authentic dining experience. Squisito.
Ask anyone who lives in Vegas where to go for the best action, and they'll point you to a Station Casino. With seven exciting casinos throughout the Las Vegas Valley, Station Casinos is famous for great service, delicious meals, and the most ways to play. You'll find thousands of the hottest new slots, the friendliest table games, and award-winning race and sports books. No matter what season, no matter what sport, the Station Casino sports books bring all the action right to your seat. Kick back and watch your favorite teams on big screen TVs. Enjoy the personal friendly service. One visit and you'll see why serious sports bettors rely on Station Casinos for the best action in Vegas. Palace, Boulder, Texas, Sunset, Santa Fe, Green Valley Ranch, and the new Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. The best places to stay. The best places to play. Call today to find out about our great room rates. 1-800-678-2846. That's 1-800-678-2846. Or visit us online at stationcasinos.com.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left, jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car, look for bags, look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Well, I'm not a mechanic. I'm a chef. I'm a connoisseur of French cuisine. Not fuel pumps. But I know that my certified pre-owned Acura MDX is as good as new. Just like I know that the interior smells as fresh as my homemade baguettes.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a thorough 150-point inspection and a complete reconditioning. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for details.
Stay tuned. Papa Joe will be right back to discuss what interests you.
Hi, I'm a craving. You're familiar with my work. Everything's hunky-dory, and wham, you got a craving only a Subway sandwich can satisfy. Like wham, a Subway melt loaded with melty cheese, bacon, ham, and turkey. And there's wham, the meat-nificent chicken and bacon ranch, and the tasty tuna sub. And all I can say is you can run, but you cannot hide.
When a craving hits, only a mouth-watering Subway sub will do.
Wham, gotcha.
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true.